Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You see it all around you. Good love and gone bad. And usually it's too late when you realize that
you're. Welcome back to 7 to the Hour. Thanks very much. That's pretty special bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with our good friend Pam Harper. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and Pam is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. BusinessAdvance.com is the website. Go there and find out more about her company, but also her radio show, Growth Igniters. I'm so proud of Pam. I'm so proud of you and Scott for what you're doing over there. And then, of course, her book is called Preventing Strategic Gridlock. We always like to recommend that to folks. Pam, we're talking about growing and making sure that your values go with you. And let's say that we do accomplish growth. We get all the building blocks, squared away, and we're capable of identifying our own values, the things that got us here, and what's successful, and how to maintain those. But then growth oftentimes presumes that we're going to bring new people on. So how do we identify, onboard, hire and onboard people, not only with the job description, but with the values description? How do we do that?
Okay, well, that's a big question. I think that let's take it from the standpoint of assuming that you've had an interview process that enables people to talk about how they address issues in the course of challenges they've had in previous jobs that would be relevant to your company. That's a whole other interview, or conversation for us. But as far as onboarding goes, I think that the most important thing is, of course, people have to understand what the values are, but they have to be able to see it. In other words, you have to be able to show in a concrete, tangible kind of way what an example of your value is. So people ask questions, tell me how you did something, and they're asking how do you do this and what your values are. But by the same token, how do you exemplify your value? I think the most the clearest case of it I've ever seen, it's not a small business, but it's Nordstrom. I had an example where I had a pair of shoes, they didn't fit me. I ended up going to the store. I started speaking with an employee, so this was not a manager. And I said, these shoes don't fit, but you know what? I don't have the receipt. I had forgotten it. And this person said, look, I don't want you to wear shoes that don't work for you. He said, don't worry about the receipt. We will find a way to make it work. He said, I'm taking them back. Now, there is an example of a company that has been able to transmit its values as they've been able to grow quite large.
All the way out to the last mile.
That's right. And so there are a lot of values. Another example is helping people to see who gets promoted.
Can I stick something in here on that?
Yes.
Folks, here's what that person was telling Pam when they took the shoes back. They told Pam, in this company, we value your relationship more than the transaction. And if I could speak about values to my employees, I would say to them, and I think you do this, Pam, and a lot of people, if you want to talk about huge values to me that you want to transmit and you want to hire for and manage for, is, Are we transactional people or are we relationship people? I think that's the foundational value. What do you think?
That's absolutely true. I also want to emphasize that this was somebody who had a concrete ability to transmit values. This is our value. Here is the transaction. So this is concrete. This is not theoretical. Mm-hmm. Highly relevant. And so it's relevant to the employees. It's relevant to the company's growth. It's relevant to customers.
It made that person feel good to take care of you, didn't it?
Yes. And so the values that we're talking about are relevant not just to internal people, but to your customers, and that's where it needs to be.
Mm-hmm. Well, having the right kind of values and knowing them and doing all the things that you just talked about, Pam, it's like trust, Pam. It's not only the right thing to do, it's the best practice, isn't it?
Sure is.
Yeah. Pam, thank you for being here. You want to give us a website? Tell us just a little bit about the radio show.
Okay, well, it's weekly episodes, growthignitersradio.com. And in fact, to hear more about this particular topic, go to growthignitersradio.com, scroll down to episode 32. We are now at episode 111. And but
congratulations.
That particular episode, we talk much more about keeping your values relevant.
Thank you, Pam. Pam Harper, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.